insects have comparatively very small brains, but are very, very adept flyers and in very complex environments. There's an interesting set of papers published by Lars Schicker and Jeremy Niven, one in particular in Current Biology, which questions, are bigger brains better? And it tracks through a number of things which have been assumed to require large, powerful brains, and shows that analogous type cognitive processing is quite frequently observed in insects like bees. And so the whole idea that a big brain is necessary for doing complex cognitive information processing is not so solid. An analogy I often make for students is, and we're lucky here in Australia, it's the only country in the world which kept its hands on a first-generation computer, Cyrac, which is about 2 kilometres away from my office at the moment. So this computer was built in the early 1950s for doing some engineering calculations. And, of course, we fairly soon after that moved to second and third generation computing. But Australia being Australia, they carefully box it up and put it somewhere. And some 60 years later, it's the only remaining first generation computer in the world. And you can walk through this computer and see all the valves and how it operated. Now, if you were to have a bug in the computer, which, and everyone's heard of a bug in your computer program, but the saying literally comes from there was a bug which got into the computer and short-circuited something because it was warm, that computer wouldn't work anymore and that program wouldn't run. And so if you looked at a 1950s first-generation computer, you could surely say that you need to have a computer the size of a room with this many valves and using this much electricity to make a calculation. And that is a true statement in the 1950s. But we now know that you can have a fairly powerful computer, much, much more powerful computer, sitting in your pocket. And so you just have to rethink, what are our assumptions about size and processing? And the comparative studies between what a primate brain or vertebrate brain or primate brain enables and then what an insect brain enables teaches us a lot about how might we design better systems, because the bee brain is doing some very, very powerful cognitive-like tasks, and perhaps there are many more efficient ways of doing things.